Europe.
Ukraine. Hands tied. American restrictions on hitting Russia are hurting Ukraine.
Ukraine's frustration is growing by the day over restrictions that the Biden administration has imposed on the use of American-supplied weapons against targets inside Russia. As Russia launched massive missile and drone attacks on cities and energy infrastructure over 2 days last week, August 26th and 27th, Ukraine's defense minister, Rustem Umerov, and President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff, Andrei Yermak, were in Washington as part of a fresh bid to get the policy changed. According to reports, the Ukrainian team was seeking permission to go after a specific number of high-value targets with American missiles. Their mission is a direct response to the shifting excuses coming from the Pentagon and from national security officials about why the restrictions should hold, while other supposed red lines have become blurred to the point of invisibility. A blanket ban on hitting targets in Russia, for instance, was lifted in May when Ukraine was told it could strike Russian troop concentrations on the other side of the border, preparing to attack the city of Kharkiv. When a month ago the Ukrainians crossed into Kursk, they took with them HIMARS missile batteries that were deployed against Russian forces called in to repel the invasion. No objections were raised in Washington. The reason given in the past for forbidding Ukraine to use American weapons against targets in Russia was that this could trigger an escalatory response from the Kremlin that would end up doing more harm to Ukraine and might even result in Russia resorting to nuclear weapons. However, that justification has become increasingly strained. Vladimir Putin's nuclear saber-rattling has been exposed as just that, while Russia has hardly held back in other ways. As Sir Lawrence Friedman, a military historian, says, the missile and drone attacks last week are part of a systematic campaign to make life as miserable as possible for ordinary Ukrainians this winter. Russia, he says, wants hundreds of thousands to leave their homes, perhaps creating yet another refugee crisis in neighbouring European countries. In recent months, various new reasons for constraining Ukraine have been trotted out. Unnamed officials have suggested that the administration does not want to jeopardize a reset of relations with Moscow in the future. Other officials argue that letting Ukraine use ATACMS, a longer-range system than HIMARS, against targets in Russia would not change the strategic picture, because there are not enough targets in range. Russia has moved most of its aircraft, used to launch powerful glide bombs, to airfields beyond the 300-kilometre range of the ATACMS missile. It is, anyway, a scarce resource that is better employed against targets in Crimea. It has also recently emerged that the administration has stopped Britain and France from allowing Ukraine to use the Storm Shadow scalp weapons they have provided outside Ukrainian territory. It has been able to do this because the cruise missile contains some American components. Ben Hodges, a former commander of American forces in Europe, describes this as constant excuse-making, which is both misleading and inaccurate. It is not clear, for example, why inadequate numbers of ATACMS should be a restraint. A detailed report by Defense Express, a Ukrainian consulting firm, suggests that America probably holds stocks of at least 2,500 of the missiles, which first entered service more than 30 years ago. The claim that there are not enough worthwhile targets is equally questionable. The Institute for the Study of War, a Washington think tank, argues that Ukrainian long-range strikes against Russian military targets within Russia's rear are crucial for degrading Russian military capabilities throughout the theatre, and the lifting of restrictions on Ukraine's use of Western-provided weapons would allow Ukrainian forces to strike a wide range of significant targets, undergirding Russia's war effort. The Institute assesses that some 250 military objects are within range of ATACMS, of which only 17 are airfields from which Russian aircraft may have departed. Many are large military bases, communication stations, logistics centres, fuel depots and ammunition warehouses that would be hard to move without serious consequences for Russia's war effort. General Hodges, who remains an advisor to NATO on logistics, says there is no moral or legal reason for not going after these targets. He argues that President Joe Biden gets much of his advice from Obama-era officials who repeatedly got Russia wrong. Unless Mr. Biden changes his mind, his legacy will be tainted. Mr. Zelensky will soon have a last chance to convince Mr. Biden to adopt a new approach before he leaves office when the two meet next week in New York on the fringes of the annual UN General Assembly.